BBC News. President Trump has welcomed the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House, saying he will work very hard in what he called a great peace deal between Israel and the Palestinians. He said both sides would have to make compromises. President Trump has described as nonsense a report in the New York Times that his campaign team had contacts with Russian officials before last year's election. Speaking 2 days after the resignation of his national security adviser, Michael Flynn, Mr. Trump accused the U.S. intelligence services of illegally leaking information. The American Defense Secretary, James Mattis, has warned that the United States will moderate its commitment to NATO unless member countries increase their defense spending. But speaking at his first meeting with NATO defense ministers in Brussels, Mr. Mattis said the alliance was a fundamental bedrock of transatlantic ties. North Korea has asked Malaysia to hand over the body of a man who thought to have been poisoned at Kuala Lumpur Airport. He's believed to be Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The U.S. Senate has voted to block legislation passed under President Obama, which would have prevented some people with mental disabilities from purchasing firearms. The regulation strengthening background checks was introduced in the wake of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in 2012. Scientists in the U.S. say they can detect autism in children's brains long before any behavioral symptoms emerge. The earliest children tend to be diagnosed is at the age of 2. Some cases are not picked up until children go to school. Greece has rejected a request by the Italian luxury brand Gucci to hold a fashion show amid the ruins of the Acropolis. Greek media reports said the fashion house had offered more than $2 million for the use of the ancient site. And that's a summary from BBC News.